Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be looking at the letter N. N makes the sound N. We are looking at it all day today. I'm super excited to get started. I just want you to remember, if you don't know, that this is called Listen and Learn. I need you to please follow directions. So if I ask you to please put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it's going to be okay. You can finish coloring or writing something at the end. Okay, let's get started. Grab a pencil and let's write our name at the top. You write neatly and I'll write neatly. My name is Mrs. Oldham. Who are you? Okay, very good. When you have finished writing your name, go ahead and put your pencil down. You're not going to need it for a while. We're going to color first. So at the top of your page, you'll see a picture. There are a couple of girls that are catching some bugs and looking at some insects. And we are going to find some of the objects that begin with the letter N. N says N. So start looking and see if you can find an object that begins with the letter N. N. I see it too. Do you see that big old nest? Nest, it's up in the tree. That tree branch that's sticking out. Let's color the nest brown. Find your brown crayon and start coloring the nest brown. Go ahead and begin. So I can say nest begins with the letter N. N, nest, N. N, nest, N. You do it. N, nest, N. Very good. Nest begins with the letter N. And we will find some other objects in our picture that also begin with the letter N. N says N. N says N. All right, now boys and girls, remember, this is called Listen and Learn. So I am going to ask you to stop coloring your nest in about 5 seconds. And even if you're not finished, I want you to put down your brown crayon. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Please put down your brown crayon. Now I want you to find some kind of a blue crayon. Any kind of blue that you can find. And let's color the eggs in the nest blue. Go ahead and color the eggs in the nest blue. Does the word egg, egg, begin with our letter N sound? Egg. No, it does not. But I want to color the eggs because they go inside the nest. And nest begins with the letter N. N, nest, N. There are only 3 eggs and they're kind of small. So I think you're finished coloring. I am. So take 5 more seconds and then please put down your blue crayon with the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you. Okay, let's look for something else in the picture that begins with the letter N. I see the net. Do you see the net? Yes, the little girl is holding the net. Let's find a red crayon. I'm not picky. Some kind of red crayon. Red violet's okay too. And let's color the net red. I'm even going to color in between the stripy lines on the net. It's okay. So I'm going to color the whole net, the handle, the net, and then the stripy kind of the part of the net, whatever you want to call that, red too. So go ahead and begin. And let's talk about the word net. Net begins with the letter N, just like nest. I hear it at the beginning. It says net, net, N, net, N, net, net, and nest both begin with that beginning N sound. N. The letter N makes the sound of N. N, net, N. You try it. N, net, N. Very good. So our net is going to be red. And I'm coloring inside my net and that stripy part of my net all red and the handle part red as well. Net and nest begin with the letter N. Net, nest, here's another one. Nut, nut, nut begins with the letter N. N, nut, N. Sometimes people say I'm a nut because I act sometimes like a crazy person, but it's just for fun. I'm not really a nut, but I do like to eat them. Do you? So net, nest, nut. They all begin with the letter N. Okay, take 5 more seconds for your net, and then I want you to put down your red crayon. 5, 4, 3, 2, finished or not? 1, thank you. Now, the girl holding the net, her name is Natasha. Her name is Natasha. I had a Natasha in my class last year. Natasha begins with the letter N. Do you hear it? Natasha, yes. Let's find a yellow crayon, some kind of a yellow crayon, and let's color Natasha's hair yellow. Natasha is the girl holding the net. She's the one that's holding the net. Let's color Natasha's hair yellow. Go ahead. So Natasha begins with the letter N, just like net and just like nest. Natasha. N, Natasha, N. N, Natasha, N. Natasha has a net. Natasha is not a nut. Mrs. Oldham is, but not Natasha. Natasha has a net. Those both begin with the letter N and say N. Natasha, net, nest, nut. What do all of these, which letter do all of these begin with? Yes, the letter N. You are becoming letter N experts. Okay, I have finished coloring beautiful Natasha's hair. So I'm thinking you're close, so I'm going to give you about 6 more seconds, and then I want you to put down your yellow crayon. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, boys and girls, Natasha has a nose. Nose. Nose begins with the letter N also. So can you find some kind of like an orange, peachy, orangey kind of color? And let's trace really quickly. Let's just trace Natasha's nose. It's like an upside down rainbow her nose is. Go ahead and trace that for me and then put your crayon down. Because nose begins with the letter N too. All right. Put your crayon down. How about B? Should we color the B, the bumblebee? B-b-bee? No, that doesn't begin with the letter N. How about the butterfly? Butterfly? No, that doesn't begin with the letter N. Well, what about Natasha's friend? Her name is Nicole. Nicole. Do you see Nicole? She's holding flowers. Nicole begins with the letter N. Yes. Let's color Nicole's hair black. Find some kind of a black crayon and let's color Nicole's hair black. Nicole begins with the letter N. Nicole. N, Nicole, N. Nicole and Natasha are friends and they both have a name that begins with the letter N. Natasha and Nicole. So we are coloring Nicole's hair black. Nicole's hair is black. Nicole has flowers, but Natasha has a net. And Natasha has the letter we need with the net. But Nicole has some flowers. Do flowers begin within? No, they do not. Okay, I have finished coloring my little Nicole's hair black. So I think you're finished coloring her hair black too. So take about, oh, let's do 4 seconds. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now, Nicole has a nose too. I'm going to find my brown crayon and I am going to trace Nicole's nose with my brown crayon. Just trace right over her nose because nose begins with the letter N also. Okay, will you put down all your crayons and pick up your pencil? We're going to do a little bit of writing because we have looked at a lot of words and objects that begin with the letter N. Let's look at number one. You have your pencil. Let's look at number one. There are three N's in a row. That's a capital N. You could also call it an uppercase N. We're going to trace those capital N's together. Ready? Number one, we're going to go across. Start tracing the first capital N. N says N. Scoot over. Trace the second one. N says N. Scoot over, trace the last one. N says N. Now scoot over, there's not anything there for you to trace, but that's because I want you to write your own uppercase N. Ready? Go. Write your own uppercase N. Okay, that's a big, tall letter. Scoot over. Do it one more time. Start your own. I always start at the top and make a straight line down, and then I hop back up to the top and make a diagonal line down, and then I hop back up to the top and draw a straight line down. That's how I do mine. N says N. Let's write one more. Scoot over. We're on the last line of number one. Draw or write your capital N neatly and nicely. N says you got it. All right, let's look at number two. There are three lowercase n's in a row. Those are lowercase n's. Let's trace them together. Let's trace the first one. Ready? Go. N says n. Scoot over. Trace it. N says n. Move over. Trace it. N says n. Scoot over. Oh no, there is nothing there. I don't know what to do. What should I do? Yes, write your own. Write your own. N. Lowercase n. N. Scoot over. Do it again. Write your own. N. N. And scoot over one more time. N. N. Good job. All right, let's look at number three. We are going to look for capital N's, uppercase N's. I want you to go across of number three, look at those dark black letters, and circle any capital N that you see. Don't circle the ones we traced or that we wrote by ourselves. Just circle these on number three, the big dark black letters. We're looking for capital N's and circle them. All right, now how many did you find? One, 2, 3, me too. Okay, stay on number three and circle any lowercase n's that you find. Look for the lowercase n's. We're only on number three. Don't circle the ones you traced. Don't circle the ones you wrote. We're on number three. We're looking for the dark black letter N, lowercase. Okay, I found all mine. How many did you find? 1, 2, 3, me too. Okay, last part. Here we go. Number four. There are some pictures across the way of number four. I'm going to tell you what the picture is, and I want you to circle it if it begins with the letter N and makes the N sound. Ready? Number four. The first picture is a nine, the number nine. Do you hear the N sound at the beginning? Yes. Circle 9. 9 begins with the letter N. Scoot over. Mailbox. Mail. Nope. Leave that alone. Scoot over. There's a 1, 2, 3. Boys and girls, we're going to say that is a picture of numbers. Numbers. Should we circle the numbers? Does it begin with the letter N? Yes. Circle the numbers. The next picture is a desk. Desk. Nope, don't circle it. The next picture is a nurse. Nurse. Yes, that begins with the letter N. Nurse. And the last picture is hat. Hat. No, leave it alone. So we circled 9, numbers, and nurse. Friends, we finished the whole activity. We are letter N experts. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time. Bye.